We're talking about cutting kids and choosing teams. I mean, is it just a subjective? Is it just an inherently biased, unfair process? And by the way, is cutting, being cut, something that kids should not experience? To me, it's more about, of course, how you look at it and whether kids at the age of 10 should be cut. In Japan, Fred Eng, we've been told that they have a system where it is indeed the outdoor classroom, which is a phrase that you use, and they may have as many as 7 teams. So you may be cut from the starting team. You may be cut even from the second team. But there's a third and a fourth team, so at least you get a chance to play.
Well, and that's what it's all about at that age, if we're talking about young kids. Each time we talk about this issue, I have a flashback to my son. John's a baseball player. I remember he was 8 years old going to a tryout, and I'm standing on the sidelines and watching and hoping like every other parent. And this kid gets up to bat, and you could tell, and you could say, oh, my God, why is this kid here? Because he's going to be embarrassed. Well, you knew he wasn't going to make the team, but what was so devastating that I've never forgotten, here were these dads who were the coaches of the team, and one dad yells to the other, you can have him on your team, I don't want him on mine. The kid's up at bat, striking out and whatnot, and that's the where it gets ugly and mean when parents don't have the sensitivity that these are kids just trying to come out and have fun. And the adults sit there with their clipboards and say, you're cut because you're not good enough. That's when it's wrong.
Well, and the one thing, Andy. I wanted to say in regards to what Ray was saying there, you know, he was saying putting the list on the board, you know, the list on the door or whatever. I think you put the list of the kids who make the team on the door, not the kids who got cut. And the reason for that, as I said, some kids can handle it. I know a bunch of kids that can handle it just fine, and it motivates them to do more. But there may be one or two kids on that team that are embarrassed because then everybody's saying, oh, you didn't make it, you're not good enough, and they're made fun of. And they don't have a support system at home. They don't have people who can help them get through it, and that can hurt them through life. And I think you want to give kids, you know what, high school kids are still kids, and they're still very sensitive. College, I just had a college basketball player in my office today who's got some confidence issues. I mean, and a lot of that stems from the fact about how he was raised in a single-parent family. A lot of these kids don't have the support system most of us do, and it can be devastating for them if something like that happens.
It's important for kids to learn how to be cut. I think it's important for leagues, and Fred, I want to ask you about this, to proactively say, if you're cut from a team, this is what it means, this is what it does not mean. What teams do that? What leagues do that?
Well, I think every team sport in America that I know, all the way down to the grassroots level, when they begin, they have these things that are tryouts, that are drafts and whatnot, and they try to make it even for kids. But the bottom line, Nick, is what happens is that the typical youth league today mirrors themselves after the professional team. Whether it's soccer, football, basketball, doesn't matter. They mirror everything after that because they got the uniforms and the manicured fields and the scoreboards and et cetera. And so in the kid's mind, what he's seeing on television in the professional ranks, he or she is part of. And to be eliminated from that thing simply because at the age of 6 or 7 or 8 is devastating, and it's not fair to kids. So what you do is you create these organizations and leagues that, like you said, in Japan, if you're not on this team, you can be on this team. But everybody that comes out here, nobody's sent home that doesn't get a chance to play.